With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Finding farm workers is hard enough for Northwest growers, but their challenges are compounded by numerous accusations about the mistreatment of the workers they do have. WAFLA CEO Dan Fazio says a recent hearing in Olympia addressed some of the claims brought by these persistent activist groups.
Quite frankly, we call it the farm worker advocate industry. They depend for their funding on sowing the story that farm workers are abused and that everything is bad, et cetera, et cetera. So we say, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, but here are the facts.
One of the recent claims, Fazio says, is that H-2A workers are taking jobs from domestic workers.
That was another one of the claims of the farm worker advocate industry, that there were all these U.S. workers who wanted the jobs, but they were being scared away by the farmers. So the agency said that they had received 112 applications, and the vast majority of them were people that were not eligible to work.
And that, Fazio says, was over one worker.
That was another myth that was put to bed at this work session, or after the work session, actually. We got follow-up data that one person in 2021 was referred to a farm on the 29,000 worker applications, and it did not result in a hire. So there goes another myth.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the battle ag employers are facing and how it impacts an already difficult labor market. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.